Extra Extra is not live. It's officially Christmas season. Did Normani need a white savior? Delta tried to edit Olivia Wilde's vision, and Prince is being shady from the grave. All this and more with your host, Julian Gonzalez, Sarah Malone, and Christina Karchner. Let's get extra.
Extra, 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 extra.
Hello, welcome back to Extra Extra, your favorite podcast. How do I know it's your favorite podcast? Because you tuned in once again to listen to me, your host, Julian Gonzalez. Please follow me on Instagram at North Hollywood Jules. And if you're already following me, then why don't you unfollow me and then refollow me so then I get a notification. And then when I open up that notification, you know, serotonin will be created in my brain. It will create happiness. Happiness creates joy. Joyful people don't kill people. That's really what needs to happen, okay? Thank you so much. We're back again, and this week I'm joined by two very funny people, the funniest people. Are they sisters? Are they twins? Who's to know? I mean, they're probably the same person. You know when, like, atoms split? What's that called?
A gene problem.
Okay, that's like what happened with them at birth.
A gene problem.
So you guys, to my left...
Your left.
Stage left. Wow. It's Sarah Malone. It's Sarah Malone.
Is stage left and left still the same at this point?
Yeah.
Cool, cool.
I don't know. What does stage left mean? Right? I think Christina's stage left.
Oh, no. Well, to you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wait. To me too. No.
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 Sarah's left. And then if I'm watching the stage, your stage left.
Yeah, that's right. I don't want to think about this.
Sarah.
Yes.
Plug yourself. So when people are listening to your voice, your soulful voice, they can look you on the gram or something. Yes. Put the face. But then you're private though, right?
No, bitch.
Okay, perfect.
I'm wide open.
Perfect. Yeah. So then that's what I said. So then they can like match your face to your voice. They can get the full experience. You know what I mean?
Well, you hear my voice. Look at my Instagram and it's at Sarah Malone for real.
Now, is it for real?
For real, because there is a fake Sarah Malone.
Oh, we did discuss this last time.
Probably. It is not fake. It is real.
You know what? I'm having deja vu.
Me
it's
too.
Like the real Sarah Malone, and I don't know why you keep
check it out. Sarah Malone for real.
Because she says like weird spiritual
because
things.
Because that account got weird.
You guys, and right next to Sarah, my. Right, stage left. It's Christina Karchner.
Hello, hello, hello.
Christina, plug yourself. When you plug yourself, you're going to have to spell it out because let me tell you, my listeners are dumb.
I don't.
Is that a good way to start the podcast by just degrading the listenership?
Yeah, we'll build them back up.
By the end.
Stick with us. Your confidence will soar.
My things, my Instagram is at Christina Karchner, and it's what you guys need to get out a paper and pen right now. It's Christina Karchner.
There were like three letters today.
Now, let me tell you, if you follow Christina, be prepared. She's going to bring you down because let me tell you, she is better than you. And she will let you know it in the captions of her photo. Yes.
That's true.
She will let you know.
That's true. I am better.
You think you could rock a blonde little bob like her, whatever she has?
It's a toupee.
A comb over? Y'all can't rock it like her.
It's a wig.
It's a wig.
Christina used to have brown hair with a perm.
I did, yeah.
And then she said, bye. Oh, it wasn't a perm?
It wasn't a perm. It was natural. I know.
Wait.
I know.
This is why the listeners need to have IG open and looking.
Yeah.
I posted the picture like a year ago or so.
Wait.
Of seventh grade. I have really curly hair.
So how do you get this? You flat iron it every morning?
Bleach makes your hair straighter.
Dead. Yeah.
Yeah, it makes it dead.
It just completely kills the follicle. You know, hair is already dead. Once it grows from your scalp, it's dead.
Yeah. Ugh. But you just got to
And then you just the killed deadness. It.
I just made
you
it
made
more
sure
dead.
It was more dead.
Because I hate it. I'm sorry. It's okay.
You guys, I need to start off with a little commentary. America, I need you to stop reporting that Kaya Gerber and her mother, Cindy Crawford, are twinning. White people age like milk, and Cindy looks like the Crypt Keeper. Stop doing Kaya dirty like that. Kaya is an 18-year-old, fresh-faced, beautiful young woman. Stop saying that she's twinning with her mother.
Yes, give her
her mother is a 60-year-old old woman. I'm sorry to age shame this woman, but she had her day. It's not her day anymore. She looks old. She looks her age. Kaya is 18. Let Kaya have her moment.
Yes.
She's not 20 with her mother.
Yes.
She's Kaya.
Mm-hmm.
They don't even look the same. She looks like her dad.
It's true. Cindy needs to just take a step back and go, you know what? I am still beautiful, but also my daughter's in the spotlight now.
Right. Cindy, you're a beautiful woman, but you had your day. It's not your day anymore. Your day ended 20 years ago. Mm-hmm. It's Kaya's turn.
Mm-hmm.
Let Kaya do this. America, stop reporting that they are twinning. I've read this article now. This is like the sixth week in a row. They're like, oh, Kaya and Cindy are at the promenade twinning.
You can't see a picture without one without seeing the other and them going, look, we're identical.
Yeah, they're not identical.
They're not.
Everyone knows
that's like saying that me and my mom are identical. We look exactly the same, but we're not. Mm-hmm. Sorry, mother.
Mm-mm.
Oh, wow.
You had your day. It's my time.
Okay, but picture this. What if Kaya's dad, Cindy's husband, I don't know if they're still together, is like, wow, I can't be attracted to my wife anymore because then I'm attracted to my daughter because then they're twins.
He probably right? is.
He probably is. And let me tell you, the dad is hot. He has that alcohol with, who's the guy from the ER show?
George Clooney.
Yeah. They have the alcohol line together.
He's done nothing since. You know, ER. When George Clooney peaked, that's all he's done.
Yeah, that's all he's
done. Has anyone seen him since?
No.
He was in Gravity. Sorry, okay. I have to remember his resume. George Clooney was in Gravity with Sandra Bullock, right?
Yes.
I love Gravity. One of my favorite movies.
You know what? I do think it's good.
I've never seen it.
I love it.
Oh.
It's basically 3 hours of Sandra Bullock just falling from space.
Yes.
It's beautiful. It's tragic.
I don't know why I would want. So it's like Ad Astra.
Oh, it's way better than Ad Astra. Ad Astra was
awful.
Whack. Oh my God. Yeah. Literally, I didn't know what I was going to see. I don't know why I saw it.
Yeah.
Brad Pitt. Sorry.
Sarah, have you seen it?
No, I'm trying to think of which one that was too.
It just came out this year.
No, I said no to that one.
Yeah, because no one even heard about it.
You just saw the ads. Yeah. You had no idea what it's about.
Yeah.
And then you go in and you're like,
Why did I waste three hours? Because with 20 minutes of previews.
Yeah.
Mm-mm, I said no.
Oh my God.
Proud of you.
Thank you. Proud of you for seeing it, though.
Yeah, thank you. Let me just add in that your peak age is what, 16 to 25?
Yeah, oh, 25.
Some people are late bloomers.
Oh, yeah.
Some people.
Fuck, Christina's still so much younger than us. It never ends. I keep forgetting that. Like, she's just.
Full of youth.
So young.
Thank you. So I still got it because you said 23.
And I'm like kissing 30 and it's just like, oh my fucking God.
I can see 30.
Oh, I love kissing 30s.
I forget when we met Christina. She was like 20.
I know. She was though.
She still kissing the 30s though.
You guys, let's get into my top 5 stories of the week. Now, these are the top 5 stories according to me. Why?
Because you're extra.
Because my opinion is the only one that matters.
Oh, we're the only ones that matter.
Every time.
Yeah. Right.
Now, it's officially Christmas season, according to the Queen of Christmas, Mariah Carey. Yes, the elusive Chantreuse posted a video of herself going to bed in her Halloween costume from Heidi Klum's Halloween party where she was dressed like a 80s rock star. I don't know. And once the clock struck midnight, her iconic song, the only Christmas song that matters, All I Want for Christmas Is You, began to play as she received a call from Santa himself, where she let him know, Santa, it's time.
Did you see this, Christina?
This was a real thing that
happened?
This
was on Twitter.
Yeah.
It was pretty viral.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. And well, as we know, because the week before, she released a video of montage of her saying, not yet.
Oh, really? I didn't see that.
Wow. Because since like October 15th, people have been saying, is it Christmas time, Mariah?
No.
Mariah let them know it's not.
She's really holding on to this song.
What?
This is all she has left.
Yeah.
Oh, she has 10 babies.
Sorry.
Oh. Moroccan and Morocco.
Yeah, and she had that reality show that just didn't take off.
She's still dating that Asian looking man.
Asian looking.
Which one?
Brian Tanaka, the background dancer.
I was going to say, not that previous manager guy. That ended messy.
No, that older white Australian?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, no.
No, okay.
Remember the iconic story of the time he was trying to get her in the mood, and he played Beyonce, and she took the laptop and threw it out the window.
Whoa.
You know, you only...
good idea.
You know, you're only supposed to play Mariah Carey around Mariah.
Oh, no.
As we know, when she goes to restaurants, her staff tells them to make sure her music is playing before she walks in.
Is that a real thing?
Yes.
I believe that.
You know she has to walk into fantasy.
She truly, I think, is still just...
I think that she's only ever heard her own music. I don't think she's ever heard another song ever in her life.
How is she going to make better music if she's only heard herself?
As we know, Mariah Carey has covered... a handful of songs not Christmas songs that are made famous by Mariah Carey, because I've never heard of them before she did it. So I didn't know that Without You was not a Mariah Carey original, but it was a Il Divo song. I didn't know that
yeah, she has so many.
There's another song that she sang that she made famous that was actually another song.
I feel like
I don't think Mariah realizes that she's not singing original music when she's singing these songs.
Probably.
Because she's never heard it.
She doesn't know.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
I believe that. Some producers just like, hey, just like,
yeah.
I don't know.
Because as we know, Mariah is one of the greatest songwriters of all time. She's like listed in the Guinness World Book of like one of the top five. Because she writes all her music. But these songs is probably like she thinks she's co-writing. And they're tricking her. They're probably like, oh, Mariah, we got this really good hook.
Yeah. And
let's write around it. And they're like, oh, no, Mariah, let's write it in this direction. Yeah.
They print out the lyrics, but they leave like spaces to fill in words.
Yeah, like Mad Libs.
Yeah. And they're like, what rhymes with blue? And she's like, you. And then it's like, wow, Mariah, genius.
Yeah, genius.
We just wrote a song. Yeah.
Wow. Mm. Cool.
I want to know what love is. I thought that was a Mariah Carey original.
Oh,
and it's by a man.
Yeah. I want to know.
Love is.
But yeah, I don't know. Mariah's Twitter video, I get it. It is what she's holding on to the most because that Christmas song.
Talk into the mic.
But it's just not Christmas time yet, Mariah.
What time is it then?
It's a fall seasonal.
It's Christina
Miss. Thanksgiving.
It's Christina Miss until it's Thanksgiving, and then it's Christmas.
Until Thanksgiving, and then it's Christmas. Yeah, she's right.
But do we still celebrate Thanksgiving, even though they murdered indigenous people?
Yeah, because we like to eat food.
That's true.
Yeah.
Now, what's on your Thanksgiving table?
Oh, you don't want to know what's on my table. It's turkey and bread.
That's it?
I don't like mashed potatoes. I don't
like
the...
You don't like mashed potatoes?
Creamy casseroles people do. I don't like...
So do you... Is it just you and your husband and your dog? Or your boyfriend and your dog? Or do you go back home to your family?
Yeah, it's just us. You now. And yeah, I keep it very simple. Maybe we'll do some barbecue salmon. But otherwise, I don't like all
so
that.
This is just a meal like every other night of the week.
It's just another night. What? But I have the day off of work. And
yeah.
I love it.
Wow.
Yeah.
I hate stuffing. Stuffing is disgusting.
Oh, so gross.
Christina, what's on your Thanksgiving table?
I think it's traditional, except for my aunt always makes this weird, it's called Indian pudding, and I can't tell if that is...
it sounds offensive.
Did she make it up, or did someone else make that up?
What's in it?
It's like sweet potatoes and raisins.
Sweet potatoes and raisins.
That does sound like a thing, but
I don't know if it's called Indian pudding.
I'm
I think
not sure
it's called it's just like a sweet potato casserole.
Yeah. It's just like a sweet potato dish.
I hope Aunt Kathleen never listens to this because I'm about to confess that I don't like it.
Oh, confess away. That
sounds
awful.
This is literally
really
like a confessional booth right now, Christina. Get it off your chest.
Okay.
And what's her name again? Aunt Elaine?
Aunt Kathleen.
I need to listen better. That's why I didn't do good at improv. Aunt Kathleen, if you're listening, please subscribe to the podcast. I do need the listenership. As we know, I maybe have a handful of listeners. Five. That's it.
That's good, though.
That's all I need.
That's all you need.
They hold me down.
Wait, what's on your Thanksgiving table?
Well, as we know, I have a white mother.
Yes.
Right.
So it's a dry-ass turkey.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
What else is there?
probably a baked potato.
Okay. Yeah.
You know, because unless my mom's going to do then like the healthy mashed potatoes where they put like chicken stock.
Is your mom really healthy?
Yeah, mama's like really healthy. Oh. Like, yeah, like 15 years ago, she went did a lifestyle change, and now Thanksgiving's been
disaster. Thank you for calling it for a lifestyle change.
Well, that's what it was, a lifestyle change.
That's good.
Right?
That's how you know it's going to last.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
A garden salad with a balsamic vinaigrette.
Don't call it a diet. Change your life.
Exactly.
But then it's ruining other people's lives around you.
Please.
Well, no, because we can make whatever we want. But like, you know, who really likes to cook? I don't like to cook.
I hate cooking.
Cranberry sauce.
Ugh.
I love cranberry sauce. I like that. Like, I like the spoonful of like, I like where you have like a little bit of turkey, a little bit of cranberry sauce, a little bit of stuffing, gluten-free stuffing, because I'm gluten-free. And then just like, what else is on a Thanksgiving dinner?
Beans, green beans.
Oh, yeah. Oh, we'll do like maybe just like some roasted green beans, not the casserole stuff. You know, my mom's like wiping out that way. She doesn't do casseroles.
Good.
And then it's like a little bit like the layers, just like in each forkful into my mouth, because then it's like festive. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like it's the taste of like the tears of the Indians.
Yeah.
Wow. That's beautiful.
The girl I used to babysit back in the day used to call those rainbow bites because it has all the colors.
Yeah, it's rainbow bites.
My diet is literally just white food.
Yeah.
White rice, white bread,
yeah,
white sugars,
white meat.
White meat.
Mm-hmm. White meat.
Mashed potatoes.
Mashed potatoes.
I mean, what else?
What else?
I mean, like, cheese is there. Orange. Cheese is orange.
It can be white.
You can get mozzarella.
It can be white.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm. Honestly, you should be like one of those like YouTubers that like is like, oh, today I only eat yellow foods. Today I only eat orange foods. Today,
I
only
yeah, but I don't want to try.
You should become a YouTuber.
I actually thought about this segment,
Christina. Sorry, really to cut you off. I really feel like you would you would do wonders on TikTok.
Oh,
what would I
but
even
she's
do?
She's about to turn 25. She's gonna be too old.
I know some girl in her 30s doing TikTok, and she's thriving.
No. Okay, I love to go down TikTok holes, but also it makes me feel sick afterward because it's all these 14-year-olds doing belly dances.
Yeah. And they're all doing these weird choreographies to like songs like from 2009. Yeah. How do you know a song from 2009?
And then all of a sudden their face changes and they're in like skeleton makeup.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, why
wait,
are
real
we
quick,
doing
are these
that
just
now?
Vine videos, or is there something to it that makes it not a Vine video?
Okay, so Vine was Vine, and literally Vine is the most iconic app to ever have existed. Amen. Vines will go down in history. Like,
yes.
I'm telling you, someone take Vines and somehow make it so that someone, once like this world is over, you know, because we've destroyed it,
right,
and then like billions of years, once new life has, you know, rebirthed, and they find, the only thing that they need to find is a hard drive with Vines on it that is somehow able for them to be read.
Yes,
that's all they need. They will know exactly what we're talking about. Like, they will know. They will know exactly what human existence was before that.
Yeah,
they will get the prehistoric time, the BC time, AD time, mm-hmm,
right,
the Mariah Carey time.
All you need are the Vines.
Yeah.
So TikTok is like Vine, but not as good.
But not. But, oh, because Vine is. Yeah.
Right. But TikTok, like, these kids are really doing like Alfred Hitchcock type of content on TikTok.
Really?
Yeah, they're like doing movies, like dramatic and like 6-second movies.
I haven't seen those. All I've seen
are
like
good ones.
Really stupid teenage things where it's like,
no, you're missing out.
Little boys doing dances and then all of a sudden they're hot or something, hot in quotes. Because I don't like little boys. I used to. I don't
anymore.
Thank
you for clarifying. Thank you.
When she was little, she liked little boys.
Yeah.
More like a year ago. I've changed. Did you guys watch Modern Love?
Modern Love.
It's that new show on Amazon.
Oh, I don't watch Amazon.
It wasn't good.
What?
But maybe they were wrong.
Maybe.
Okay, cool.
No, there's a couple episodes I really like, but I was just going to talk about this one in particular where it's like this relationship between a 21-year-old and like a 40-something-year-old. And at first I was like, yeah, I like this. But then she kept wanting him to be her dad.
Like, well, that's what she was looking for, like a father figure.
Yeah, she was looking for a father. And then he was like, oh, I thought we were dating.
So they weren't, like, she was like, oh, I'm not dating you. I just want a daddy.
Yeah.
Oh.
Hmm.
It was interesting.
Was she kissing him?
No, but he tried kissing her and then she freaked out.
Oh.
But, and that's not how I thought it was going to go. Because I thought, like, oh, people were angry that it was such a big age gap when I'm, like, totally okay with it.
Oh, but that's not.
But no, when you turn it into, like, having a daddy issue where you want him to be your actual dad, that's when I didn't.
I feel like you really got to, like, clarify that at the top. Like, hey, this is fine. This is a fine relationship.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing romantic here.
Yeah.
Ugh, poor guy. That's embarrassing.
But then there is another, there's a really good episode. Episode 7. You should watch that one.
Okay.
That's Wait, is this like Black Mirror where you only watch certain episodes? Like they don't all connect?
Yeah.
Oh, I like that. I'm glad you told me that.
Yeah, and it's all based on New York Times articles. Like people that I've written.
Fine.
Oh, so these are reenactments.
Yeah.
Oh, so it's like I didn't know I was pregnant.
Ooh, yeah.
Remember that show?
Yes. And all of a sudden you're having a baby into your toilet because you didn't know you were pregnant. Peak MTV.
No, I don't think
that was like TLC.
No, MTV.
TLC.
I'll bet you $100.
Okay, I'm about to be rich.
Wait, what did you say? TLC?
MTV.
No, I'm saying TLC.
No, it's MTV.
I didn't know I was pregnant would not be an MTV show.
It was.
It was.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, listeners. Real quick, we just got to do some quick Googling. Go ahead and shout
TLC.
Out
TLC.
No.
No.
I didn't know I was pregnant.
Did it move to
it
MTV?
It was on MTV.
You maybe saw a clip on MTV.
Google, I didn't know I was pregnant. MTV.
It had to be.
You're just thinking about Teen Mom.
I love Teen Mom. Shout out to Teen Mom.
You can keep your $100. It's okay.
Okay.
MTV. I'm trying to find this dramatic Vine. I mean, TikTok I want you to see, but I can't figure out how to search
for it. Is 16 and pregnant the same as Teen Mom?
Yeah, it's like they first start on 16 and pregnant. Oh, okay. And then if they're like really good and dramatic and controversial, then they get like they get promoted to Teen
because
Mom.
They're not 16
so they get
anymore.
A series.
Yeah,
because now they're like maybe 17 and a mom. Mm-hmm.
Guys, I'm so mad at myself. I really thought it was MTV.
I know like what MTV puts out there and it's not that. That would be too edgy for MTV.
You're probably right.
Okay, we still
haven't. Yeah, I thought you were. I thought I would say MTV too.
I really thought.
Oh, maybe MTV too, but not MTV.
No, no, that's not what I was gonna.
Like two, yeah. Dang.
You guys, I have to be honest though. We really only got through one story so far.
Oh,
we have
right,
a lot
right,
to go
right,
through.
Right.
So
hot news.
Okay, so as we know, this year Normani changed the scope of pop music, which released Motivation. Am I right, Christina?
Oh yes.
Okay, you better know who I'm talking about.
No, I do.
Sing
At first
it.
I didn't, but
sing it.
Okay. Let me be your motivator.
There she goes.
Okay,
there she goes.
Got,
she
she's
got
close,
it.
She's close.
Okay,
yeah,
so
yeah.
Normani dressed up as Armenian icon Cher and some and as the poster in my bathroom.
Whoa.
That I have of Cher. Yes. Normani knew.
Wow.
Okay. And some white woman accused her of cultural appropriation. Quote, I don't think this is the right costume for a black girl. Cher is white and Cher was thin. Cher did a lot. You're not even close to her. You black people think you own everything.
Who
not fair.
This?
You could have been Beyonce or Rihanna or Janet. But no, Cher. Cher is white. Respect her.
Who said this?
Some person commented on her Instagram post. Some white woman. I don't know who she is. But white savior Hailey Bieber replied back to the woman saying, there is absolutely nothing wrong with Normani dressing up as Cher for Halloween. She can do it because she wants to. She's doing much better than you. You're behind a computer complaining about a costume. Stop being racist and get out of her page if you don't like it.
Awesome.
Is that a relative of Justin Bieber?
Wife. New
That's
wife.
That's the wife.
New wife.
Oh.
Yeah. Hey, yeah.
You should know you're a model. She's
no,
a model.
You like worked with her, right?
You worked with her.
Yeah, I worked with her a lot.
She's like your age.
Yeah. You're right.
I love nothing more than when another celebrity just steps in and just goes, you know what? I'm gonna get this.
Right, me too. Yeah. But here's the thing. If Normani wasn't addressing it, Hailey, why'd you address it? Worry about Selena Gomez writing songs about your husband.
Ooh.
Yeah, Hailey. Because last week, Hailey put, I'm gonna kill you. And everyone's like, oh, that's just Selena. Because Selena, who can't sing, you know, released a song that was allegedly about Justin Bieber. And then Hailey would be like, oh, no. I was just quoting some other girl.
Wow, I didn't know
Wait,
that.
Wait, where did Hailey say this?
Instagram.
Like, she commented on Selena?
No, she posted something on her page. That was like a song of some girl saying, I'm going to kill you. And I was like, because it was released 5 minutes after Selena dropped her song.
Oh.
I don't honestly, I have to be honest with you, I don't think Hailey Bieber is that bright in the head to connect the dots like that. So I really don't think that's what it was about. I think it was just a coincidence.
Yeah.
She's a beautiful girl, but I just don't think there's anything inside that skull. You know what I mean?
You know what? Yeah. I think she's just getting by.
Yeah.
She's just getting by.
And sometimes that's what you need to do.
Yeah.
Oh,
to survive.
You saw her Vogue interview?
No.
Oh, yeah. Where they like followed her around her house and she's like, I just don't know. I just don't know, you guys. Yeah.
She's a beautiful girl.
Oh, the 73 questions?
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
And she didn't have answers?
No, they were just so
plain
and boring and just like either rehearsed where it's like, oh, that's how you seem interesting. Like, just, yeah. I don't know.
I mean, that is the 73 questions. It's all rehearsed.
Yeah, but Gaga did it. But Gaga did it.
Okay, but here's the photo of Cher and Normani.
That's
awesome.
Amazing.
The girl's like, oh, Cher was thin. Normani's body's amazing.
Yeah. I love it.
Hello. They both look incredible.
It looks the same.
Normani's arms. Yeah. They're so good.
I know. Wow. They're toned.
Yeah, they are toned.
Saw those gymnastics she does.
That's, I mean,
Normani. Now, you know what? That was a hater.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
She was just mad. Yeah.
Oh.
Okay, well, speaking about hate, Nicki Minaj came for Wendy Williams this week after Wendy mocked Nicki's relationship to her new husband, Kenneth.
They got married.
Yes, who Wendy described as a killer and a sex offender, which is not a lie. He is. Now, Nicki took to her Queen Radio to call Wendy demonic and vicious while weighing in on her scandal split from her husband, Kevin Hunter. Mm. Now, get ready for a long quote.
Okay.
It's not about doing your job. There are people who report the news and there are people who do it with an evil intent in their heart, viciousness. And I pray for you because I know you're hurting. I know you must be sick and humiliated. I didn't know that in our society, you have to be plagued by your past. I did not know that people can't turn over a new leaf. I did not know that your viciousness and evilness was this deep rooted. When a woman isn't really being loved at home, that viciousness is a different type. So I really wanted to pray for you today because look at where you are now in your life. Look at what age you are. You're sat up there being vicious all the time and pay for that man's mistress all these years. You pay for her shopping sprees. You pay for her hotels. You even pay for her GYN bills. You pay to have that baby delivered, ho. How you doing, stupid? I know we're human first. We're human before we're celebrities. We're human before we're personas. And I know you must have gone through a lot, but you are demonic. And that's why this stuff unfolded. If I were you, I would go and pray, ask for forgiveness. You can report the news. People do it all the time without that level of viciousness and trying to play dumb and doing all this nonsense.
Whoa.
Wow.
Damn, she turned into Mary from Precious.
Wow.
Did you see what Wendy Williams said? Because I've seen Wendy Williams. She's not like demonic.
She's
crazy.
Yeah.
Like, she's just doing her thing.
She's just reporting the news. Yeah. And she wasn't wrong. I mean, yeah, maybe this, you know, he was a charge of sexual assault as a teenager to another teenager. Oh, sorry, that's my phone.
Who was that?
My friend. It's my friend. He's probably gonna ask, oh, do you wanna go to the farmer's market? But I told him at 10 I'm doing recording my podcast, you have to wait.
Wow.
I mean, I wanted to hang out with him yesterday, but you know, he's like, dang, this man knows. Like, every time
he's gotta schedule a visit.
Yeah. Oh my god, leave me alone. He said farmers at 10, motherfuckers.
He did not get the 1 hour callback notice. But you know what? Okay, I agree. Wendy Williams can be too much, all that stuff. But you know who she is. It is like her thing. Mm-hmm. And yeah, she's not saying anything new. I'm sorry, but I don't like that Nicki's married now to this guy.
Wait, so he was accused of sexual assault when he was a teen?
Okay, he was allegedly sexually assaulted a teen when he was a teen.
Okay.
And then he was convicted of manslaughter and spent 7 years in jail.
Yeah.
After that, like in his 20s.
Wasn't he like 17 and she was like 13?
14. Yeah.
Whoa.
So it was kind of...
It was kind of grimy. Yeah. But I mean, there's 25-year-olds that are like, you know, standing outside the school dances.
Yeah, still not good. Yeah. Still not good. but just but Nicki like denies this. I'm pretty sure she denies it when it's like, no,
it's court record.
It's actually fact, but...
Interesting. Wait, what was the manslaughter about? Do you
know? Oh, he like murdered someone?
But like accidentally? Because that's usually what manslaughter is.
I would claim I accidentally killed someone if I killed someone I wanted lesser charges.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, oops, my knife accidentally fell into his back 17 times. Yeah. But, yeah. You know,
yeah.
You know gravity. It works like that.
How it works. My knife goes up and he comes down. So Nicki with this guy is not good, but also... I mean, any Wendy, everyone knows that if you talk about her and him, that Nikki's going to flip.
That's just her thing. Like, yeah. why would you get upset about this one thing when Wendy says...
Yeah, Wendy has said a lot more worse. You know what? Nikki is like, oh, shoot. Like, maybe this is the bed I laid in.
Yeah.
And maybe she's not confident because, yeah. like, everyone's going to be talking about it. But, Nikki, that's what happens. And, yeah. unfortunately, some things you can look past from the past, but there's some things you just can't look past.
Uh-huh.
Speaking of Nikki, did you guys watch Rhythm and Flow with Cardi B?
Yes.
I binged it
in last weekend.
Oh, really? Because yeah. I watched the first episode and I thought, oh, this is trash.
No. You got to keep going.
You can skip through the New York episode because Fat Joe is so...
Oh, New York sucked.
Oh, they were so snooty,
so uncomfortable.
So full of themselves. Okay, everyone go binge it and you'll know exactly what we're talking about. Yeah. I skipped that after just being like... You guys are full of yourselves. Like, support rappers.
Yeah. Also, it just seemed like they didn't know. Like, Cardi was very, like, skeptical. Like, she didn't know.
How to make a decision.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She.
That was, like, all of them, the whole show. And Chance the Rapper had to be like, okay, you guys. So, I'm going to keep this show going.
Yeah. Chance's people that. Yeah. He found the most amazing
Thank
people.
Thank God for Chance.
He did so good.
Okay. Yeah, I just finished the
finale last night. It was really good.
Okay, sorry guys. Okay. Sorry. But Rhythm
and
Flow,
really needed to talk
it really
about it.
Is so good. It's the American Idol for rap, but honestly, so many good. It's
so,
so
much
good.
Better.
It's so much
it's
better.
Not, it's not like all in and out, all out. Like, I love that the top four, they're all doing really well.
Yes.
That makes me so happy.
Oh, and honestly, after the top four, I was like, you all win. Okay, yeah. Anyway, okay. Sorry. Rhythm and Flow. There's a plug, Netflix.
We all know Leonardo DiCaprio only entertains women under the age of 25, but Leo is really pushing it this time. Leo was seen with 16-year-old climate activist Greta Thunberg, but I'm just exaggerating. The environmentalist did meet up with a dramatic teen and described her as the leader of our time. Quote, there are a few times in human history where voices are amplified at such pivotal moments and in such transformational ways. History will judge us, and what we do today to help guarantee the future generations can enjoy the same livable planet that we have so clearly taken for granted. I hope that Greta's message is a wake-up call to world leaders everywhere that the time for inaction is over. It is because of Greta and young activists everywhere that I am optimistic about what the future holds. It was an honor to spend time with Greta. She and I have made a commitment to support one another in hopes of searching for a brighter future in our planet. Now, I'm not going to lie, ladies. The two look like each other, and I wouldn't be surprised if in two years they're dating, because we all know the people date the people they look like, and these two look identical. And we know that like she will be at her prime at 18 for him.
Young Leo could look like brother sister.
Yeah,
yeah. Sure.
I mean, they look exactly the same.
I see.
I just don't care why this girl's getting out of this place, because she sat outside last year with a poster by herself. Okay, and what about me? What about me?
I know. You've been out. You've done.
You've done a lot.
I'm the voice of my generation.
Yeah, you're definitely.
Okay.
Yeah. You gotta, I guess, go be alone and have someone take.
I am. I'm alone 24/7.
Oh shoot, he's right. He's right.
You're totally right.
There's no way to justify
that.
Yeah,
we can't get past that. Did you guys see the picture that went around with Leonardo I think it's like a Snapchat. I don't think it's real, but he goes, "No, you're turning 25. You're so sexy."
Oh.
It makes me laugh
with
all
Greta?
The time.
Or just
no,
in general.
It's in general.
So funny.
Poor Leo.
I'm telling you, this girl, Greta, you better not let this man have your sights, honey. I know you're only 16, but you got to think about that future, honey. Because let me tell you, your future's not going to be that long. As we know, this earth is ending. So, honey, you need to stop worrying about the climate, honey, and focus on getting in this man when you're 18.
You know what? You've got 2 more years of climate stuff, and then you know what?
And then,
let's
honey.
Shift to Leo.
Yeah, then she got to become a model or something. Move to America.
Yeah.
You're done with Iceland or wherever you're from. I don't know where
she's
from.
Yep. Iceland,
sure. Is it? I think it's Sweden.
It's like Sweden.
Yeah. I don't fucking know.
Germany. Shoot.
I feel like Sweden.
It's Sweden.
Norwegian.
Yeah.
Norwegian.
Norwegian.
Finally, rounding out my top five, but we still have a lot more segments after this.
Okay, yeah, no, we're ready.
This is going to be a fun week because the stories weren't that good last week, and this week they're really good. Well, in my head. Olivia Wilde is about to take down Delta Airlines after they censored her movie Booksmart. Olivia took to Twitter to say, "I finally had the chance to watch an edited version of Booksmart on a flight to see exactly what has been censored. Turns out some airlines work with a third-party company that edits the movies based on what they deem inappropriate, which is, in our case, female sexuality. By the way, they didn't cut any cursing. Every fuck is heard loud and clear. Sometimes in the same scene where they muted vagina. They showed George elegantly deep-throating a microphone but couldn't stomach the consensual love scene between two women. I urge every airline, especially those who pride themselves on inclusivity, to stop working with this third-party company and trust the parental advisory warning to allow viewers to opt out if they choose." Now, a spokesperson for Delta said in a statement, "We value diversity and inclusion as core to our culture and our mission. Delta will review our process to ensure edited videos content doesn't conflict with these values." In a second statement, they said, "We are immediately putting a new process in place for managing content available through Delta's in-flight entertainment. We selected the edited versions and now realize content well within our guidelines was unnecessarily excluded from both films." When they say both films, Rocket Man was also edited.
I guess.
I haven't seen it, but you know, Elton John's gay, so maybe there was like a gay sex scene or something. We are working to make sure this doesn't happen again.
Oh, interesting.
Good for you, Olivia.
Yes, Olivia.
Yeah, yes. I really like her.
She is just like, we need more from her. We need more of her. We need more from her.
Yeah.
I like her. I like what she's doing.
Same. Booksmart was like one of the best movies of the year.
Busy.
Do you hate Beanie Feldman? Feldstein, whatever her name is.
I hate women.
Supporting women.
The girl from that Netflix show is in it.
Which Netflix show?
Unbelievable.
Okay.
You haven't watched Unbelievable yet either, Sarah.
I'm so busy. I'm starting a new job.
You watch all of Rhythm and Flow.
I know. You watch Rhythm and Flow. But not Unbelievable, based on a true story about a woman that was raped and not believed.
It is hard to watch.
It is very hard to watch.
Okay. Well,
and I'm a man.
Frick, I'll put on my to-do list.
You definitely ASAP. Should.
It's so you're starting another job. I feel like every time I see you, you have a new job.
I'm a busy woman.
Everyone hates her. They keep firing her.
Yeah.
Or maybe she keeps quitting because she knows her worth.
Yes, maybe that's it. It is that. I make so much more now. Get your money, ladies. Get your money.
In a new segment, I want to call Small Claims Court. I'm going to report on two cases currently happening. I want to know how you would rule the cases in whose favor, the celebrity or whoever is suing them.
Great.
Katy Perry posted a paparazzi picture of her Halloween costume where she was dressed like Hillary Rodham Clinton, and she's now being sued by Hillary Clinton. I'm just joking, but she's being sued by BritGrid, the photo agency that owns the rights to the photo. They are suing Katy for $150,000 for failing to pay the agency to license the photo of herself. Now, this has happened to other people such as Gigi Hadid and more.
Was she at an event that this photo was taken
at? Yeah, like she was out and about wearing the costume. It's someone, a paparazzi took the photo. She found it online and posted it.
It's a paparazzi photo, though, technically?
Yeah. And this company owns the rights to that photo, so they're suing her since she posted it without licensing the photo.
But she didn't give them permission to take the photo in the first place.
Right, but you can take photos of people on the street. It's not illegal.
I thought that was illegal.
No, it's illegal if you're like on the sidewalk, but if you're standing on the street or something like that. Property. Yeah.
That's so gross.
Wow.
But she's not the first celebrity this has happened to. Like I said, Gigi Hadid did it last year and was being sued.
Did she have to pay them? I don't remember. What like ever happened?
That's just so, like, oh my God.
It's of yourself.
It's $150,000 too.
Yeah, but that's nothing. Katy Perry makes $25 million for sitting on a bench.
Yeah, but like,
if someone takes a photo of me, I own that.
Right.
I get to use that photo.
Ugh.
So how are you rolling?
I say.
Team Katy or Team Brick Grid?
Okay, but
Back Grid.
Okay, I guess here's the thing. If a photographer took a photo of me as I'm like walking through New York City and I did not know it, and then I stumble across it.
And you look good.
And I look obviously good and I want to put on my Instagram, that photographer is getting paid for that photo. Like he commissioned it, put it in that magazine that I found it in.
Yeah.
So it's his work. But again, it's of me in it. That should be, I'm not claiming it as my own.
Yeah.
If you're just claiming it as your own, then. But if you don't know who took it and you just like found it,
yeah,
then use it. Like, I don't know.
I don't think there's an I don't know in this. Like, I'm really mad that they're suing her. That's really ridiculous.
I know.
I think if she was like, I took this photo, like somehow claiming it's hers.
Right.
But she's not the case. Wow. I'm That's team Katie in that one. I'm usually not team Katie in things. I'm team Katie in this one.
Same.
Okay. Finally, my second to last, my last story in this segment before going to the new segment, because there's only two stories about cases. Kim Kardashian is suing makeup app for $10 million after they used her image without her permission. Kim is filing a lawsuit against iHandy LTD, aka the makers of the Sweet Camera photo editing app. It's a popular app that allows its users to manipulate their facial features and apply makeup to capture perfect selfies. Some of the features that are offered are professional beauty and body retouching tools, including facelifts, smoothers, concealers, slim, and more. But despite everything Sweet Camera offers its users, it took one of Kim's Instagram photos that she used to promote her online KKW Beauty to promote its app. Now, Kim may be one of the most famous faces in the world, but the people at iHandy claimed that they had no idea that Kim was the woman in the photo. In the In the lawsuit, Kim's lawyers say that the defendant's claims are absurd as alleged defense that they didn't know the unlicensed, unauthorized photos they knowingly stole and misappropriated were of Kim Kardashian West, one of the most famous and recognizable women in the world. And if it wasn't bad enough, iHandy allegedly threatened to go after Kim if she decided to file a lawsuit. Kim's lawyers said that iHandy had the audacity to threaten Kim Kardashian West not to bring claims against them for their blatant infringement, or they would go after her. The $10 million that Kim is suing for would include the cost of licensing her photo and using her image and likeness. In addition to that, Kim is also asking the company to pay her back any money of profits that iHandy made from using her photo to promote the Sweet Camera app.
I think Katy Perry could benefit from that. She should sue that company for saying you use my image.
Yeah, then. Absolutely.
Because then it's almost like what like Kim is doing. She's just like, I'm gonna
But it's different because this one, they took a photo of her
and
were like, oh, like use this app to get results like this, but they didn't use the app to get they're profiting off of it, obviously. And I like that they're claiming they didn't know it was Kim, which is a good always good to play stupid, you know what I mean, especially in the court of law. If you play dumb, because really, I mean, who's gonna fight you if you really didn't know? Who could claim you didn't know?
I mean,
we see anyone who looks like Kim Kardashian is like, oh, that looks like Kim Kardashian.
Yeah, because Kim Kardashian is a look. It's an adjective these days.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't even play stupid. I mean, that's a great like road tactic, to go down.
Yeah.
But like, that's also ridiculous.
Yeah.
I love that these cases are so similar because no one should be able to use your photo.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just like another example of that.
I will say suing them for $10 million is a little
A statement.
Yeah. It's like Ariana Grande suing like Forever 21 for like $10 million or $25 million. Yeah. And like Forever 21's already bankrupt. They don't have that money, honey.
I know.
And at the end of the day, you did not create the look that you're claiming they stole from you, honey. You took that from black women. Mm. Okay, let's get it clear. Mm. Blackface Ariana Grande. As we know, Ariana Grande has been blackface the last 5 years. That tan is too dark.
It's dark. It's Italian.
I've never met an Italian that dark.
I know.
Especially an Italian from Florida that hasn't grown up in the Italian sun. The Tuscan sun, as the movie would have said.
You should have seen me, though, in the summers of upstate New York. My Italian skin got pretty dark.
But that dark?
Yeah, no, not that dark.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm team Kim.
I'm team Kim. And I hope Kim gets every cent of that $10 million. Yeah. And Kim, what you do is you take that $10 million and then you donate it to something.
Yeah. I do think people could take maybe more notes out of Taylor Swift's book when she sued that guy for $1 to be like, I'm making a point.
Just make a statement.
Don't mess with me.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like, I do think that was pretty powerful.
Yeah.
Like, it's cool. Not like, I don't need $10
million. Yeah.
So... $10 and it's like, make your statement.
Yeah.
It's not about money.
Yeah, do $3.45, the cost for a Trenta iced coffee in Los Angeles.
Yeah, exactly. Just a Trenta iced coffee in Los Angeles.
Because you know that eye candy does not have money.
Yeah.
They're never going to be able to
pay. Also, I don't like this app. What the heck is that app?
I've never
heard of it. But I mean, it's like every app is like, oh, make yourself look better than you are. Because as we know, social media is all fake and we are all, you know, judging ourselves based on what we think is real on other people. But everything is fake. None of it's real. It's all edited.
Get off Facebook if you're not already off it.
No one Instagram. Is on Facebook. We're talking about Instagram.
No, I know. I was just doing my plug for getting on
Facebook. Because like they're promoting like...
Because it's like a bad company.
It's because Sarah thinks she's a savior for not having Facebook
anymore. It's been like
anymore.
3 years, you guys.
But like, how do you like promote your birthday if you don't have Facebook?
I tell people about it 3 weeks later.
In a new segment, I want to call These Men Ain't Shit.
Ooh, okay. These men ain't shit.
I'm just going to report two stories about these men that weren't keeping these women tail down. Okay, honey. So they had to let them go. Claus star Niecy Nash is a free woman. Now she took to Instagram to say that she and her husband, Jay Tucker, have called it quits after 8 years. According to their joint statement, they realized they're better friends than partners in marriage.
Wow, I didn't know they split.
Yeah, this week. And let me tell you, Niecy Nash, hold on, let me tell you that my mother does not have my back.
Never.
Oh. Did you know she once did a spin class with Zendaya and had the audacity to tell me 3 weeks later, oh, I was in the spin class with Spider-Man and that girl in that movie. I said, the girl is Zendaya. And you know I like Zendaya because I post about Zendaya all the time.
Wow. Oh, wow.
And then she had the audacity to tell me, oh, on my flight to Canada, who was there? Niecy Nash, I talked to her. And I said, well, did you tell her to come on my podcast? She said, no. She said, why was she on your podcast? Why wouldn't she?
We got to talk to your mom.
This is a news program.
Your mom
and then my mom had the audacity to tell me, oh, Niecy skates almost every week with me at Moonlight Rollaway.
Mom.
Because my mom goes to that skating for older people.
I didn't know they did that.
I didn't know that.
Am I old enough?
10 a.m. on Tuesdays or something like that. And you have to be like over 45 or something to get in.
That sounds so nice.
I know. And Niecy goes,
mom. Mom.
And my mom didn't have the audacity to tell me before the news broke that Niecy broke up with her husband. My mom would have known that. She must have heard Niecy talking.
She would have seen the ring off.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh.
Fucking up my job. I could have been the one to first report Niecy's dissolved marriage.
That could have been you. Wow.
What do you want to say to your mom right now?
Yeah, if you could say anything.
I'm suing my mom for $10 million for
defamation. Yes. Yes.
I sued her for $1. Like that.
Yes.
$1. Yes. So how do you feel about Niecy and her husband splitting?
Wow. I mean, if they were really unhappy and it wasn't working, then, you know, just stay on good terms for the kids. She has kids, right?
Not with him. Her own.
Oh, okay. Great.
They both have kids from their own marriage.
Oh, yeah. Then.
Yeah. It's an easy clean cut.
You're done. Yeah.
Niecy, you can't have anyone. You're Hollywood now.
Yeah.
Okay. We need to see her with Drake. Well, not Drake, because there's no Drake grooms and young women. But, I mean, I want to see her with, like, a young celebrity.
Don't forget when he dated
Michael
J-Lo,
B. Jordan.
Though.
Oh.
Niecy and Michael B. Jordan? That would be a thing.
Yeah. Wow. I mean,
that would be a look.
Sure.
Wow.
Now, I know that Antonio Banderas is taken, but Niecy and Antonio Banderas?
Could make it work.
Sorry, Melly Griffith. You and that face got to go.
Yep.
Damn.
Okay.
Let's see who she goes
who
to
else?
Next.
Who else can we see Niecy with?
I
Niecy's spicy. She needs someone spicy.
I was gonna say, so she either needs someone spicy or she needs someone
Puff Daddy.
Arm candy. Oh,
Hugh Grant.
Oh, nice choice.
I feel like he might be a little too crazy for Niecy Nash.
You think he's crazy?
Yeah, isn't he like an alcoholic?
Oh, like Jared Leto?
Wait, who'd you say? Say your name again? Hugh Grant.
He's
that's the rom com guy, right?
He's like a Wolverine.
No,
she's speaking to the one friend that used to date the other one.
From like,
he used to date that British pretty
two
one.
Weeks Notice.
Love Actually. Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Solange
Jones Diary.
Oh.
Now has an extra seat at her table. Oh. She and Alan Ferguson have split after 11 years together. Wow. She posted a photo of herself with the caption, now it's long. The past 2 years have brought me more physical and spiritual transition and evolution than ever before. My body left me with no choice but to listen and to be still within that stillness. I began my journey in confronting my worst enemy, fear. Mm. I've lived my best and worst moments in front of the lens and gaze of the world since I was a child. I've always tried to live in my truth, no matter how ugly or full of love it is. I've always tried to carve out a space to protect my heart and my life as it unfolds, evolves, and changes. 11 years ago, I met a phenomenal man who, by the way, they were introduced by Janelle Monáe.
Okay. Whoa, that's cool.
Who changed my every existence of my life. Early this year, we separated and parted ways, and though it ain't not nobody business, I find it necessary to protect the sacredness of my personal truth and to live in it fully, just as I have before and will continue to do. It is unfair to not have the power of your own story as you shape and mold and rewrite it yourself. A man ain't perfect, but I'm leaning into fear of the unknown and all the glory and power I know exists within God. Now, she did not use any periods, okay? And the universe grace. May all your transitions, no matter how big or small, be kind to you and fill your incredible love and light. Oh my God, this was all over the place.
Wow.
Beautiful. Beautifully said.
Yeah.
Beautifully said. I love that she was able to keep this under wraps until she wanted to release it herself.
Yeah.
So shout out to him for not saying anything, and shout out to her team, and shout out to Beyonce, because we always want to give a shout out to Beyonce.
Always.
Do you believe couples when they're like, I still love him?
No.
We parted. Yeah.
I believe like once people separate, they've already been separated for at least like, they already left the relationship 2 years ago.
Yeah.
You know?
Sure, yeah. Yeah. And they're always like, I will always love him. We're best friends still.
I was going to say, it's only like you got to have those actions speak more than the words. Yeah. You know?
It's like, what do the words even mean?
Yeah. Like, let's see you guys be friends. Like, who is it that's still hanging out? Well, Chris.
Jennifer and Ben.
Jennifer and Ben. Yes. Chris Pratt and Anna for a minute there.
They still hang out?
He got married recently again. Yeah. So I'm not sure if they still hang out, but they were hanging out.
Yeah. Hmm. Honestly, she shouldn't though. She in danger. She in danger. That man is a raging Catholic, honey. You in danger, girl. Yeah, he goes to Zoe Church or whatever. You know, they hate black people, gay people.
They seem fun, but not good.
As you know, I don't trust anyone named Zoe.
The Beepers are there.
Well, I thought they were at Hillsong.
Oh, what's the difference?
Same thing.
They're not at Mosaic.
In a new segment, I want to call Is It Hot? Milli Vanilli Bobby Christina Brown posted a photo of herself wearing a cheetah print dress with a slick back ponytail, to which Paris Hilton commented her signature catchphrase, "That's hot." Well, bored Evan Rachel Wood, who is the champion for women, replied to Paris saying she's 15. Well, Evan, why aren't you telling Drake that?
But
I digress. Wow. Because as we know, Drake is grooming Milli Vanilli Bobby Christina Brown, but ain't nobody want to talk about it.
No.
Don't nobody want to talk about it but me. I've been saying it for 2 years. Does not nobody want to say nothing about it?
No.
Milli Vanilli Bobby Christina Brown said in an interview, "Oh, yes, Drake, he's my best friend. I call him, I tell him everything." Girl, you're 13. What do you have to be talking to a 33-year-old about, honey?
No. Also, nothing. Why is anyone talking to her? She's a kid.
Exactly. And Evan Rachel Wood, you're so bored. Paris Hilton says that's hot to everyone.
Yeah, get off her.
I feel like
Evan, what are you doing besides being like a lesbian sometimes?
You said it.
I like her.
I never watched Westworld, but whatever.
I hate that show. It's fine.
Honestly, the only thing I've ever seen Evan Rachel Woods in is Across the Universe. And honestly, I fell asleep because I'm not a fan of the Beatles.
That's why she is in that. That is her shit.
Across the Universe, 13, whatever it's called.
13 was great.
Never seen it.
Oh, okay. You should. It's like kids, but a dumbed down version.
Nice. Oh, no, I could get behind that.
Yeah.
But if it doesn't have Chloe Sevigny, then what really does it have?
What does it have?
It has Evan Rachel Wood.
And the girl from Twilight. Yeah. Exactly. Let's get to my last segment, a regular segment we have every week, Too Extra or Just Enough. Now, I'm going to report 5 more stories. I want to know, do you think it's too extra or is it just enough? Very explanatory. The long-suffering, ugly stepsister of Meghan Markle, Samantha, is reportedly under investigation by Florida police. You're from Florida, right?
No, upstate.
You're from Florida?
No.
No, you're from Salt Lake City.
No, what? Just because I grew up Mormon does not mean I grew up in Utah. Everyone says that.
Washington, you're from somewhere.
No,
Oregon.
Arizona.
Arizona, that makes sense.
Basically,
Utah. Wait, you're from where?
Upstate New York.
Oh, yes. New York, and New York skin. She had Italian skin from New York.
It's deep.
What part of upstate?
Just outside the Albany area.
Don't even know where that is. Never been to New York.
I know. No one does.
All I know is like that rape case from Albany.
Yes, in Albany.
Yeah.
Near SUNY Albany with a girl from SUNY Albany.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. So the Florida police, she's under investigation by Florida police for cyberbullying her royal sister. Florida police have reportedly opened an investigation because of multiple complaints of cyberbullying geared towards Meghan and Prince Harry. Samantha, who made a name for herself by constantly selling stories about Meghan to the tabloids, was suspended from Twitter in August. A Polk County Sheriff Department officer said that there have been multiple reports of allegations of cyberbullying made, and it's a large and widespread investigation and is likely to be a long process. Samantha Markle is aware of this allegation. She has not been arrested. This is an ongoing case, and I cannot speculate on the timeline yet or make any other comment. Now, allegedly, countries like Canada, Sweden, and the UK have filed complaints against Samantha. Now, Lifetime, when are we getting the Samantha Markle story? That's what I want to see.
No!
Give this woman what she wants, Lifetime. Give her a movie. I could see you in a wheelchair playing Samantha.
Thank you. I am petty. Oh, man. So wait, she's doing the cyberbullying?
Well, yeah, because she's constantly the one that's like
who's like talking
defaming
trash.
Defaming. And as we know, like the royal family is here to protect Meghan at all costs, even though they're complaining that they don't like that she's changing like tradition. Because everything she does is like against their standards and stuff. But I guess there's like a lot of people that like anonymous people cyberbullying Megan, and they believe it is her sister.
It's like all from Florida. Where she
that's so messy.
Yo, that family, that side of the Markles, they are trash.
Yes, as we know, the dad missed the wedding to go eat like Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Yeah. And he's still doing stuff. He's like still selling photos and stuff. And it's just like, you are trash, sir.
That
what else do they have to do, though?
I mean, I know. How else you can get paid?
Exactly. Ugh. I mean, how else was she getting paid? She had to get married to a royal family to get something. I mean, she's a beautiful girl.
She had suits.
Okay, but how much was she getting? Maybe $15 an episode.
She's like the star.
She was getting suits. She was getting maybe like the craft services. That's
equal
it.
Equal pay.
Bella Thorne did her own makeup and posted a photo of it to IG with the caption, "Hire me for your Halloween makeup. I got you, boo." And her fans called her out for glamorizing domestic violence because the makeup looked like she had a black and blue bruise on her face. Quote, "Why is glamorizing being physically abused culturally appropriate during Halloween? I feel this is too close to physical abuse. You're crossing the fire line here. That's kind of insensitive to real victims of DV. I'm just sickened and disappointed in you. What a platform you have and misuse it. Wait, what a platform you have and misuse it like this? Sickening, Bella."
So wait, did her makeup look bad? Is she bad at doing
that's
her
the thing
makeup?
I wasn't sure if the joke was like her makeup was bad, but it did look like she got punched in the face.
Like, was it bad, like on the eyelid?
It was like all under here.
Like, that sucks if you're bad at makeup.
Yeah. I know.
And it made it look like you're bruising. I don't know if that's her fault or if that's...
I think, honestly, I'm sorry. I have to be honest. I take Bella's side here. I think the world is just too PC these days.
A little sensitive.
It's too sensitive.
Like, are those bruises around your eyes?
Yeah. As she said, it was makeup. So, I mean, I don't think that she was glamorizing domestic violence. And she didn't say that she was dressed as like a woman that was beat up by her husband or something.
It's as if she really was trying and she thought her makeup looked good. Yeah. And then someone goes, you look like...
I mean, it didn't look like she tried at all. It did look like... what they're saying, but at the end of the day, it's, who cares? It's just Bella Thorne.
Yeah.
I know. Who is she? Does anyone even know who she is? I mean,
I have a friend from high school who is friends with her now. Ooh. That's all I know.
That makes sense because you're from Arizona.
Why does that make sense?
Because she's from Florida.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That makes sense.
Yin and yang.
Now, the poster for the upcoming Little Women movie were released and Twitter dragged her. Some people were mad about the actual design of the poster, while others are mad that there was a twink front and center of the when the movie. It's a movie about Little Women. Quote, "Little Women, I love you, but who made this poster? Why is this being marketed as an early 2000s romantic comedy? Why does the Little Women poster look like it belongs in the holiday rom-com cinematic universe? And why is there a man in the center of the poster looking like all the women are fighting for him?"
That's the story.
I know, but people are sensitive these days. Yeah, honestly, I have to be honest. I love the poster. I like the. I know it has nothing to do with the movie, and it does look like a rom com poster. But like, that's what people that are gonna go see this movie are fans of.
You gotta be able to market that old boring shit somehow. Right.
Let me tell you, because the people that are gonna go see a Greta Gerwig film are people that like romantic comedies. I'm sorry.
Hey, Greta. Go away for a minute.
Whoa.
Sorry, I said it.
She's only been here for one movie.
Lady Bird
sucked. Are you kidding me?
She's only been here for one movie.
Yeah, I'm done.
Oh my God.
We said at the top, I don't support other women. Just kidding.
Which women do you support?
Herself, her reflection.
Yeah.
Her daughter, if she had one.
Yeah. I love Little Women. I love the movie. I love the
Movie Little Women that came out when we were children.
Yeah.
Why do we need a sequel?
No, because it's Timothy Chalamet.
We don't like Timothy. He can't act.
Thank you.
Oh my God.
Send him home.
I'm not trying to be mean, but he looks like a Holocaust survivor. He's way too thin and frail. He needs to eat a hamburger.
Stop it.
And he can't act. I'm sorry. And when they tried to make him, you know, gay for pay, I wasn't here for it. And it's not because like he's straight. It's because he literally looks like a 14-year-old girl. Like, honey, that body has no shape. There's no talent. You know, this is why, honestly, Lourdes, this is your fault. You brought him into the spotlight, and we have no one to blame but Lourdes Ciccone, or whatever Madonna's daughter's name is.
Great.
I am in love with him, and I'm really disappointed in both of you. I'm in love with him.
That's because, like, you look like him.
Podcast. Oh, thank you. Wait, but you were saying that he's ugly.
and looks like a Holocaust survivor.
Oh, my heart. It literally hurts from that. Oh.
As if Dean from Gilmore Girls couldn't get any hotter, Jared Padalecki was arrested by police and faces two counts of assault and one count of public intoxication. While frequenting lounge club stereotypes in Texas, Jared allegedly struck a bartender in the face and got into it with the general manager of the place and allegedly struck him in the face as well. In the video, you can see someone trying to calm Jared and put him in a headlock. Jared was arrested and apparently he pulled out a wad of cash and started flashing it at officers. Jared's bond is set at $15,000, $5,000 for each case or charge.
Oof.
I can see that.
I think it's hot when people get into a bar fight. And I think it's hotter when it's a celebrity and they pull out money.
Wow.
Like, I'm famous. He must be so sad that his show on the CW is ending after 20 years.
I mean,
wait, is it Smallville? Still on?
It's
Stop it.
Supernatural.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Supernatural. Which one's Smallville?
They're
all the same.
That's
the
Superman one.
Oh, yeah.
But they came out the same year. I can't believe this one is still going on. It's been since 2001 that this show's been airing.
I was going to say, this has literally been forever. It was good. I will say it was good.
You watched all 20 seasons?
Oh, no, I stopped after 5.
Has it been the longest running show besides General Hospital?
I can't think of anything longer.
The Simpsons.
Oh, The Simpsons.
Yeah. Mm.
Honestly, we've totally not done this segment by saying if this stuff is just an introduction, but who cares? We fucked up, but it's fine.
Extra. It's too extra.
This is just enough. I love it. What else is he doing? He's hot.
He's holding in there. His looks?
Yeah. Like, he is not cracked.
I don't know if he's aging. Yeah.
Yeah. He looks the same. He looks like he did in Freaky Friday.
Mm.
Wait, that was Chad Michael Murray. Never mind.
Yep. But what's the difference? They're the same.
He was in one movie with Lindsay Lohan. What movie was he in? Was he?
I believe that was his piece.
That shady queen prince is still the shadiest to ever do it, even post-mortem. In a new memoir out now titled The Beautiful Ones, Prince wrote, We need to tell them they keep trying to ram Katy Perry and Ed Sheeran down our throats, and we don't like it no matter how many times they play it.
What?
Yes.
Wait, he like wrote this before he died?
Right. He started writing a memoir and then died, and it was released this week, and he said that he was tired of them trying to make Katy Perry and Ed Sheeran happen.
Oh, wow.
Coming back from the dead.
Also, okay, I can see Katy, but what do you have against Ed?
I've never heard an Ed song.
Yes, you have.
Oh, Teenage Dream was the best album ever released. Okay, you cannot tell me.
Ed is played on the radio every other.
I don't listen
other.
To the radio.
You can't say you haven't.
You have.
What's the Ed Sheeran song? What's the Ed Sheeran song?
The one with Beyonce.
I never listened to it.
Is he the song that goes,
Needle in my eye. Is he that song? Needle in my arm.
No.
I don't know. Wait, any other song.
I don't.
Maybe.
It might be.
Oh, that maybe.
Needle in my arm.
It seems the same.
Would that be? Yeah.
That's Sam probably. Smith? I don't know. They all
but
sound
I don't
the
think
same.
Sam Smith.
No, you can't say Sam Smith.
Okay.
Yeah, Sam Smith is not binary now. You have to call them they or them only.
Oh,
that's right. I did hear
that.
Oh,
yeah, I forgot.
Yeah. So boring. Oh, my God. So extra.
Right.
No, I totally forgot.
We really have to reach for stories these days. Right? Because there's no talent there. I'm sorry. Like, their first talent was that they lost weight.
Yeah.
Their second talent was they dated the really hot one from 13 Reasons Why. Now they have no story. So they're like, oh, I'm not married.
What are they going Fine now?
They or them?
No, I know, but
still Sam, right?
Oh, yeah.
Still Sam.
Okay.
That works out nicely.
Cool. Wait, should Sam play Samantha Markle in the Lifetime movie of Samantha Markle titled The Samantha Markle Story?
You know what? Let's consider it.
Starring Sam Smith.
I'm going to audition with him.
Let's be casting directors.
I could see Sam in a wheelchair, in a blonde wig, in a fat suit.
Yes.
Sure.
Play. She's not that fat.
I have not seen a picture of her, but I don't really know. Florida, so. I said it.
Honestly, Princess is just enough. I love it. I love when people drag white people. It's the funniest thing to me.
Especially when they're dead.
Yeah.
Especially, that's what makes it
good.
Do
you think that, like, the person that helped release his book was, like, contacting, maybe he went through the Long Island Medium or he used a Ouija board to get to Prince and was like, Prince, what do you think of the current landscape of pop music? He was like, it's not for me.
They should go to Long Island Medium just to be like, you know what? Prince is validating that he did not like, you know.
And Katie, you need to go to Teresa Caputo in the Long Island Medium, and you need to ask her, you need to get to the bottom, you need to contact Prince and ask, like, Prince, do you like me or not?
Yeah, why
are Prince,
you
do you think I need to be the head judge on The Voice or American Idol?
Go to Tyler Henry.
Go to Tyler Henry, that queen. Henry. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's true.
He only does celebrities.
And he's already in LA. So
yeah,
that's,
it's
that's
closer. Okay. Yeah. But I think Katie right now is in Egypt for her birthday.
Good for her.
Yeah.
Sure.
Good for her.
Wait, you and Katie have the same sign.
Scorpio.
Scorpio. Makes sense.
Evil.
Yeah.
Dark.
What's your sign?
Taurus, but on the cusp of Gemini.
I don't know what any of that means.
Yeah, I'm stubborn, but I can't make decisions.
What
does mine mean? I'm Aquarius, but like on the middle of Aquarius.
Water.
No, it's an air sign.
What?
Yeah, I'm an air sign.
When I think of Aquarius.
Think of water.
Always water.
Yeah, that's why I'm like fucking tricking y'all all the time. But Aquarius is an air sign. And I think according to Tumblr, Aquarius are very emotional, but they don't like to show their feelings.
Ooh, yeah,
true.
Yeah.
They have a hard time connecting with people. Very true. Ooh, yeah.
Wow. Congratulations. Yeah.
You don't connect with me at all, so that makes sense.
We could connect, but where are you? I never see you.
What are you talking
about?
He's
hiding his emotions. He's got a lot of emotions right now. He's just trying not to talk.
You guys, this has been Extra Extra. Thank you so much for coming on.
Yay. Thank you, Julianne, for having us.
If you want to plug yourself one more time, you can do it.
At CHRISTINAKARTCHNER.
At Sarah Malone For Real. That's SARAHMALONEREAL. For real. It's just, it's Sarah Malone For Real.
Is it F-O-R or the number four?
It's F-O-R. But I started to spell real before I started to spell four.
It's hard to spell out loud.
It's
hard to
spell. It's Sarah Malone Real Four?
Yeah. It's Sarah Malone Real Four.
It's the fourth time you've tried the page. Because Sarah Malone Real 1, 2, and 3 were taken.
They were taken. Everything's taken. Super common name.
We have a quick question. Do you guys have tattoos?
Yeah.
No.
What do you have?
I have a smiley face on my fingertip.
Is it still there?
Yeah. It's a stick and poke.
Still there?
See, because I don't have any tattoos, but I want a tattoo, but I'm like, I don't guess. I was thinking, should I get my Instagram handle tattooed on me?
No. Not yet.
No, I think yes.
Where?
What should I get? I was thinking above my knee. I don't know.
No.
Because that's like your identity.
Why?
Why not?
The legs, how do you wear it? It's just like where.
Yes, I'm going to be wearing short shorts all the time. So when I'm walking, people will see my handle. They'll know to follow me.
Yeah, I like that.
What about like behind the ear?
Ew.
No,
so how ghetto.
Is anyone going to see
that's
that?
Ghetto.
Finger, so we
that's
give
ghetto
people
too.
The finger.
Oh, that would be cool.
Oh, she should have it. Should say F-U.
Yeah.
You should do that.
Yeah, I'll do
yeah,
it.
You should do it, Sarah.
For real?
Yeah.
For real?
But do it on your...
On your nails.
Yeah.
Or do it like right below your nail. Ooh, your cuticle line. Your cuticle line.
That would be really good.
And then it would turn into...
Would it work with your new job?
Yeah. I'll do it. Okay.
What's your new job? Anyways, hold on. And that's it. Bye.
Hi, I'm Winston.
And I'm David.
And we're the hosts of a new podcast on Campfire Media called Try It, You'll Like It.
And on our podcast, we have our guests eat a food they hate one last time.
And we have so many crazy guests.
We got amazing chefs.
We have killer comedians.
Bakers.
Candlestick makers.
Distillers.
Brewers.
Food writers.
Oh, they're writing about food.
Ooh, they're probably having some food while they're writing about that food.
Because we're eating food and they're eating food and you're listening to It Happen.
All you ASMR hits, enjoy. Chomp chomp.
So check it out every Thursday at Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Mmm, that was good.
Yeah.
Campfire.